Hi, friends, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing a lift with us today is Gabby Mejia. She's from Framingham, Massachusetts, and her lift is also available in Portuguese and Spanish.
I've been feeling overcome when reading the news, a heaviness regarding those suffering from injustice and judgment toward those who may have caused it. But I knew that in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy, quoting from the Bible, makes it clear that God is of purer eyes than to behold evil. This means that God cannot see his children as suffering mortals and then feel sorrow for them. On the contrary, God sees each one as created by divine mind, perfect, complete, and satisfied. Soon I experienced something that helped me see this idea in a practical light. As I was sitting in a train station waiting for the train, I saw a man who appeared to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. My first thought was to ignore him, and I'm ashamed to admit that I even felt annoyed and judgmental. As he was getting closer to the tracks, it was obvious that doing nothing wasn't the answer. I went over and gently guided him to a nearby bench. He explained that he had done too many bad things to keep on living. The feeling of condemnation quickly dissolved from my thought, replaced with deep compassion. Something inside me shook in protest at the thought of a child of God not being worthy enough to live. I spoke to him about God's unchanging love for him. I assured him that God was shepherding him out of whatever he was dealing with. This went on for a few more minutes until my train arrived. Then we hugged and parted. It had been so natural to feel compassion for this man. My anger and judgment had given place to seeing this man in his true nature, the way God sees everyone, pure, innocent, and good.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.